You were mentioning the issue of surgery or radiofrequency ablation for liver metastasis. What have you observed over the last 10 or 15 years in terms of the oncologists will say, we have much better chemotherapy now, we can shrink these things down, we should be much more aggressive. I'm always curious about what people outside the oncologic field feel about that. Do you see a difference in that in terms of the efficacy of chemotherapy and the ability to deal with these patients?
Yes, definitely. I think the chemotherapy is better for liver too. I'm not as firmly convinced that there are as many complete responses as I read about, but certainly the partial responses are there. And the armamentarium to deal with the partial responses is more. It's not just systemic chemo versus hepatic artery chemo. It's radiofrequency ablation. It's cryo. It's laparoscopic, which again, if you're going to do a laparoscopic cryo, that's a whole lot less morbid than the old-fashioned big chevron incision to get at the liver. And in a patient with potentially limited life expectancy, that's a good thing. For a patient who's set up for a right lower lobe pneumonia, that's a wonderful thing that they're going to be able to get out of bed and walk rather than having a big subcostal incision. So the availability of the laparoscope, again, plus cryo, plus radiofrequency, and even certain laparoscopic resections of the liver are available. I'm not a liver surgeon, but certainly as president of SAGES, I see lots of laparoscopic procedures from other disciplines, and they're impressive what can be done laparoscopically in the liver. Whether laparoscopic or open, the consistent outcomes for liver surgery seem better, at least again in higher volume centers. The expected mortality from liver surgery for metastatic disease, the expected morbidity, the expected transfusion rate, all of these things are far better than they were 10 years ago.